Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Today, we have Hugh Sandberg, Vice Chairman with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently, we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show, when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
As it stands right now, the Oklahoma Youth Expo continues. They issued a statement yesterday afternoon saying they are proceeding as scheduled, monitoring closely what's going on with the coronavirus and talking with state officials on an ongoing basis. In the meantime, you've got the commercial crossbred gilt show starting this morning. You've got the commercial heifer show starting today as well. And the awards for the first ever Ag Mechanics competition will be handed out later on this morning. Oklahoma Youth Expo, as it stands right now, continues on. Continuing on is the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. They canceled as of yesterday. They're winding things down. In fact, wound down most of their activities as of last night. Show manager Joel Calley, he indicated that the city of Houston had basically told them to close shop, and they are going to honor that demand. He says he understands how disappointing this is for so many people.
As heartbreaking as this is for our millions of fans, our 35,000 volunteers, our staff, our exhibitors, and our contestants, it is the right thing to do in the interest of the health and well-being of the community.
As you might expect, a lot of exhibitors very unhappy with the decision to shut the Houston show down. Exhibitors are signing a petition to try to get the show to reopen. One social media post from an FFA member by the name of Cody: I've spent hundreds upon thousands of dollars to raise my livestock to be the best and fullest extent to try to win your show. This was going to be my last chance and hopefully the best. I need you to make a better decision and allow me and several other kids to show. From the calendar, reminder that this coming Monday, March 16th, is your deadline to sign up for the Federal Farm Safety Net from the 2018 Farm Law, either PLC or ARC, your choices. Meanwhile, National Ag Statistics Service sending out surveys trying to get the pulse of farmers on a couple of key areas, planting intentions as well as hog and pigs numbers. Both reports coming out later this month.
The March Ag Survey, obviously a crop-based survey, gives us really the first look at what farmers are thinking about planting this upcoming crop season. Now, obviously, if we think about March, it's really early in the season. In fact, in most parts of the country, farmers haven't even been in the fields yet, much less planted crops. But everyone benefits from knowing what those early thoughts are. As we look at the hog and pig survey in March, this is a survey that we do each quarter because we know we need to measure what these inventory levels look like throughout the year. March gives us an opportunity to get a look at that at this point in the year, but also looking at those upcoming farrowing and pig crop intentions. We can't do that just once a year. We need to see that throughout the year as things go on. So that's why it's so important to gather that information on a regular basis.
Lance Honig with NASS. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills annual bull sale Saturday, March 14th at the ranch. 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. There's a 5% volume discount for five or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.